Let's take a deep breath. And now you can fall asleep. Let's call it a mirab. Yeah, it falls in that category. The mirab of spirit. Kapir. Ancient word for bringing life, creating life. Take a good deep breath and relax. I'm so often asked, what's the answer? What am I doing wrong? Why things seem not to be working? And once again, as I said in the beginning, I give you such honor for your commitment and dedication to yourself. I know it's tough. And I know it's tough to think even about bringing in this thing of spirit, keper, creativity. It's just one more thing into that great big cauldron of stuff going on in your life, but it's the creativity that was missing. Creativity isn't thought. By the way, it has nothing to do with left brain, right brain. Nothing whatsoever. Left brain, the mental thing associated with mental activity, is one thing, but then there's all this talk about the right brain, the thing that is creative. There's no creativity in your mind. None whatsoever. There are parts of your mind that can be stimulated by creativity and be more expressive, but creativity is not in your mind. There's no creativity in thought. When these remote hypnotists are sending out their message, they do not use creativity. They use pure thought and logic. They don't want spirit, creativity in what they're doing. They're using thought, limited mental, conformed thought. That should tell you something, my friends. There's nothing creative in the mind itself. It is not the source of creativity. Yes, again, there are certain things that are stimulated in the mind by creativity and that you use for expression. As I said, dancing, music, art, writing. But those are just expressions. True creativity is your spirit. It would be nearly impossible to measure, even to quantify. But it's something you can feel into right now. Feel into the word creative. To create. To birth. Your consciousness giving life. Bringing something to life. When I had the title of Merlin, they would ask me how I did my magic. I would smile and say, it's just my spirit. Meaning, it is my creativity. My innate ability to bring things to life because I am a creator. You cannot work at this, my friends. You cannot force it. There's no mental disciplines. But in this moment, you can allow it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to think about how you're going to start using it. Just come back to your keper, spirit, in expression, in being. So you simply take a deep breath, and in the act of consciousness, you allow. I ask you, how is your mood? How is your energy level? I ask how your balance is, and you talk to me from your mind, from your mental assessment. But now I ask you, coming from your spirit, how are you? Coming from your spirit, your innate ability to create, to bring life into life, how are you? Going beyond a mood, which is very mental, into just a feeling of life, your life. Going beyond saying, how's your energy level? You came back to me with a mental assessment. But in keper, in spirit, there is no limit to energy. It's just about the flow, letting that flow come through you. Do you want the flow slow and smooth so you can really feel it? Do you want the flow fast and dynamic? There's really no level of it. There's just the expression of it. There's no limit to energy. Your balance. Again, it was the harder one for you to answer. How's your balance? Well, one day it's on the left, the next day it's on the right. The day after that it's up, the day after that it's down. Creativity doesn't need balance. The mind does, but creativity doesn't. Spirit has no need for balance. When I say that this spirit, this keper, is within you, not residing necessarily in your body or your mind, but it's you. It is the nature of consciousness. Consciousness is the awareness. From awareness, anything can be birthed. Anything can be imagined. Anything can be realized. Not mentally, not through linear thoughts. I like to say that consciousness, creates when it smiles. It's all consciousness, just smiles. And new worlds are created. New realities come to life. New experiences are made available. Consciousness smiles as it feels into, I exist, I am. It smiles when it has that realization, and then the spirit of consciousness, it creates. The mind has very little to do with creation or creativity or spirit. It will allow it to come in, to be part of its reality, but it is not the source. You are. a matter of fact, the mind, actually, in trying to, oh, you could say, duplicate creativity, and try to create a false creativity, it will actually continue to create problems in your life so it can try to solve them, so it can pretend that it's being creative, but that's not creative. That's just getting into bad cycles, bad habits. When you keep having to create problems so you think that you're solving them, nah. Feel into your real creative nature. The ability to birth, to imagine and have things come to life without thinking, without having to use mental focus, hypnosis, mind control, Kepair, coming to life. Some of you might be saying, but I've never been very creative. Well, let's change that act of consciousness. You are total creativity. And some of you might be feeling right now, what do I do with this? How can I grab onto it? How can I take it out the door with me? How can I make sure I don't lose this? My friends, it's always a part of you, always. You can't really lose it. You certainly can allow it. And the mind jumps in and says, well, but how much and how big and what can I do with it? And can I create a magic castle and unicorns and everything else? Take a deep breath. You don't have to control this. You don't have to, and you actually cannot force it. It's just being aware of it. The moment you're aware of it, the moment you feel into this spirit, creation, you, suddenly it just springs to life. You don't have to tell it how or when or how much or how little. No, because true creativity, true Kepair, is free. It is in freedom. True Kepair does not need you to tell it the details. How fast, how big, what color, what size. That's the beauty of your creativity. Hard for the mind to imagine, because the mind wants to quantify it, control it, measure it. But no, the beautiful thing about Kepair is it's beyond any of those things. The mind, the human self, says, well, can I use this to go get a new car? Can I use this to heal my body? Just be aware of it. It's not about directing it to do anything. That is the beauty of creativity. You don't direct it. You don't manipulate it. That's the beauty of spirit. That is just life. Coming into life. One of the great joys of being an aware creator is that you don't have to control it. Creativity responds naturally to you. It cannot be controlled, really. Think of creativity as the next level of reality, reflection, duality, you seeing yourself. For a long time, we've had this thing called duality. Duality allowed self to see or experience self. But now, as we go beyond duality, we come into true creativity. That is the mirror on which you see yourself. In other words, creativity, spirit. When uncontrolled, unmanaged, unmanipulated, responds directly to you. It's yours. When your consciousness smiles, with the I exist, knowingness, then the creativity provides the perfect reflection in the material world and all other realities. When your consciousness smiles, in other words, when you allow your awareness to be, creativity then creates your perfect reality. No control. You don't have to design, architect, build, and maintain. It just becomes. This is freedom. With K-Pair. Creativity. All these things like moods and energy levels and balances really become insignificant, meaningless. Feel to a moment that is both in the past and a moment that's in the future. Then we'll come into the present. Feel into the moment that is in the past and in the future, when there was you, your consciousness, and creativity. Nothing else. Long before you ever had a physical body, long before you had the burdens of being a human on this planet, your consciousness smiled, and then things just became. They were birthed. No plan, no goal. They were just birthed. The mind would think, well, that's a little bit out of control. Ah, yes, in a beautiful way. Long before you ever came to this planet, long before there was a thing called spiritual families, angelic families. There was you and your creativity. Now, in the future, There is your consciousness. And when this consciousness smiles, spirit comes to life. Creativity creates. Without thought, without control, without manipulation, a divine expression, a divine use in creating. As an ascended master, some point of time out there, it's just your awareness. Certainly filled with wisdom of everything you've experienced, but your awareness. And when that awareness smiles, it births, it gives life and expression. No plans. No blueprints, no restrictions, no walls or barriers, simple, pure creation. What little creativity is used on the planet these days is used to solve human problems, human dilemmas. But as I said, that would be like being rich and only using money to buy food and pay for shelter. Such a waste of good creativity when it is only applied to solving problems, only applied to trying to make just this human life a little better. So, my dear friends, what I propose to each and every one of you, what I propose is going beyond the use of creativity just to solve a few problems. Allowing Kaper come forth to be present in your life, not just to take care of some human housekeeping, financial, physical, or emotional things. That's such a waste of good creativity. But real creativity in your life. And again, I'm going to say, well, should I go out and dance or paint? Or no, those are just expressions of. Well, you can do those, but just allow creativity into your life, unmanaged. Creativity will replace duality in your life as a way of truly seeing yourself as the new mirror. Creativity replaces duality. So let's take a good deep breath into this moment.